While turning to the U.S. now, New Yorkers have marched through the streets of Brooklyn in protest of what they call growing racism and police brutality in the United States. The demonstrators also vent their angers at renovating projects in some impoverished neighborhoods of Brooklyn. Supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement were also among the protesters. The number of white supremacist groups has witnessed a surge since Donald Trump took charge of the White House in January 2017. Joining me from Seattle now is Richard Silverstein, who is a journalist and political commentator. Good to have you with us, Richard. People in New York were protesting against racism and also further police brutality. Let's have your comment on the points.
Well, the United States is changing and being transformed day by day by wealthy corporate real estate development, which is pushing out poor people from neighborhoods in Brooklyn and other cities like it, including my own. There's also other urban ills that are afflicting us, such as police brutality, in which people of color in urban communities around the country are targeted and often murdered, sometimes murdered on the streets, sometimes murdered in the police stations. And in addition, with the Trump administration, the first 2 years, there's been a rampage, really, of white supremacists and racist groups that have felt entitled to raise their ugly heads, because Donald Trump has really encouraged them with dog whistles and other aspects like that. So these groups, Black Lives Matter and others, are trying to fight back against this. And in recent elections in New York, the candidates that won were progressive candidates who were fighting against these real estate-funded Democratic legislators. So in the races for the U.S. Congress and for the New York State Legislature, many of the candidates who won were supporters of Bernie Sanders and are really taking the fight to Trump. And we hope in the next election, the midterm election in 2018, that they will take back the Congress so that some of these awful policies that Trump has advocated will be stymied.
Okay, Richard, tell us also about this, what people are calling growing police brutality in the U.S.
Well, there's an epidemic of police brutality that goes back many, many decades, in which mostly white police forces have really violated the civil rights of the black community. The slogan is shoot first and ask questions later. We have a case in I forget what state it is, where a police officer was trying to enter what she thought was her own home. She knocked on the door. The resident of the home opened it, who was black, and he was promptly shot by the police officer. And now the police are trying to impugn the victim who was killed by saying that he had drugs in his apartment, which is completely irrelevant to the case. And so you have this sort of thing where the police department, in this is in Texas actually, has closed ranks behind the officer and is trying to protect her instead of actually protecting the community, which is what they're hired to do. And often the community is black, and these white police officers are more concerned about their own interests and less concerned about protecting the community.
Okay, I appreciate your comments, Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator from Seattle.